The Publishing House. When Seventh-day Adventists began activities in Australia in the winter of 1885, publishing work was begun almost at once. With borrowed type and equipment, the type for the first numbers of the Bible Echo and Signs of the Times was set in the bedroom occupied by one of the workers. The form of set type was taken by a handcart to a nearby printer, where it was run on the press. As soon as they could purchase a press and a small engine, quarters were rented. 4 years later, land was bought on Bess Street and a building erected to house the emerging Echo Publishing Company and to provide a meeting hall on the second floor. Commercial work was taken into supply work to justify the sophisticated equipment needed to produce denominational publications. After printing in a commendable manner a pamphlet for the Governor of Victoria, the Echo Publishing Company was officially appointed publishers to His Excellency Lord Brassey, KCB. This gave the house standing and enhanced business. From one person employed in 1885, the work grew, until in 1899 there were 83 employees. This gave it the third position among Adventist publishers, following the Review and Herald, which employed 275, and the Pacific Press, with 150 workers, Australasian Union Conference record, July 19, 1899. With an establishment standing first among the publishing houses operated outside of North America, the Echo Publishing Company was indeed of age.